Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Representative Mark Wiemet, of Republican of Scio Township. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Very good. I wanted to talk to you today. I've spent a lot of time on this show talking about the Michigan film incentives on both sides of the issue, and thought this was quite an interesting piece of legislation you've come up with to kind of bridge the barrier between the two. It's some groundbreaking legislation in a lot of ways to encourage film production. Why don't you tell us about the legislation you've introduced recently?
Well, that's exactly right. It gives the opportunity to local governmental units that feel strongly about the film tax credit, in which the state now is only going to be providing $25 million under a grant program. So what they can do, if they would like, they can set up their own tax zones, film zones, for that. And they would have to go to the vote of the people in order to set that up. But if they feel strongly this is their economic, where they want to have their economic resources placed for development, then they should have the right to do so.
Well, the legislation, I think, as I said, is very creative and kind of out of the box in a lot of ways. The state has told us, the administration, that we simply can't afford what were basically uncapped tax credits in the past. Looking at the numbers, did you agree with that, that just wasn't in the cards right now?
Absolutely. I mean, it was an open-ended amount of tax credits that were being given out. And the state just can't afford it. And so there are some communities that do quite well with the film industry. And if that's what they want to do, they should be allowed to do it. And they pay for it. And that way, people in the other parts of the state who view their economic development to be something else, they can set up and not have to be a part of it.
And how would the mechanics of this actually working under the legislation? Would it be your suggestion for folks who are interested? Say Ann Arbor's had a lot of activity, the Detroit area a lot of activity. Is this something that the idea is to get it on the ballot the next election coming up so that people can take a look at it and be ready if a film project comes to the area?
Well, that's just whenever the local taxing unit wants to do it, they can do that. They could have it set up and then not levy the tax. They could just have the tax, giving the tax permission in order to do so. So it's really up to the local government. And then again, you know, there's a lot of local governments who aren't going to be interested in it and don't feel that that's something they want to do. Then they obviously don't need to do it.
This is kind of the ultimate in democracy at work, isn't it? Taking it to the local governments.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the local government should have the opportunity, if they feel strongly about film being an economic development piece for them, then they should be allowed to do so. But they're the ones that are going to have to support the cost behind it.
As you were, I'm sure, listening to comments and discussing the issue of the film incentives with folks around the state, were you hearing that many of them still wanted the option of being able to do this? There's the possibility, I guess, of dual incentives. If you're able to get part of that up to $25 million from the state and then could also get some local incentives from the local city or municipality.
Exactly. In fact, if, for example, someone was coming in to Michigan to film for 10 days, and they were going to spend two of those 10 days in Detroit, then Detroit could essentially provide them 2 days worth of the film credit, and they could match it along with the state's $25 million that's available.
Were you hearing support for this as you were discussing it and writing the legislation?
Yes. I mean, I had... oftentimes when I'd go to my governmental meetings, there was a lot of strong feelings that they should have the latitude to develop their film industry within their jurisdiction.
So it would be literally a city municipality setting up their own zone within their own borders to do this.
Correct. Yep.
And what are you hearing about? You know, since 2008, a lot of films have come into the area. Did you talk to a lot of folks who work in the film industry as well as city leaders?
I did. In fact, I had an extensive conversation with Jeff Daniels, who lives in Chelsea, which is in the 52nd District, which I represent. And, you know, Jeff is very passionate about the film industry, and rightly so. So this would give that community the latitude to do that. And there's certainly a lot of economic studies. Ernst & Young had the most recent one. For every dollar spent, film incentive, $6 a return back to the community. And so if a community feels that that's where they want to do this, then they should go to the voters and see what the voters think.
The competition is going to be pretty stiff for that $25 million, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would say the first year that's in place, that will be easily used up.
I remember talking with a representative from the film office and talking about, you know, the criteria and how difficult it's going to be to pare this program down from where it has been in the past.
Yeah, I think it'll be challenging. But if indeed, one of the biggest things with it is, of course, when people looked at doing this, that they were getting such a lucrative support from the state, and you know, we just can't afford to do that anymore. And quite frankly, we couldn't afford to do it when we were doing it, but. The state ought not to be picking winners and losers. It should create an economic level playing field and allow local governments, if they want to focus in on specific economic development.
Do you think the numbers do make sense for local communities as well? Because they will be, you know, the community will have to decide whether they can afford to do incentives as well.
Exactly. The exact same challenge we're faced here at the state. And so when they were clamoring for these tax credits to be continued, now it gets them the opportunity. If indeed that's what they feel so strongly about, they should go ahead and fund these.
Because conceivably, several of the folks that would be employed would be or could be from within that city or municipality.
That's correct. Yep.
Very interesting. Currently, to be eligible for tax credits, film tax credits, they have to spend at least $50,000, if my information's correct, anywhere in Michigan, and then they can receive a 40% refundable tax credit on Michigan expenditures. So it's a complicated process, but the numbers can bear out.
Yes, and, you know, there's several ways of looking at this. It could be a structured overhead cost that isn't related to specific location, and then reimburse off of specific locations. So there's a lot of yet opportunity, I think, out there for the Michigan film industry.
I was just going to say that's a good point to end on. The opportunity has not been taken away, and this new legislation of yours just extends the opportunity in a different format. Representative, I appreciate your time explaining this to us tonight, and we'll follow it along. Where is this bill now?
Well, we're in the process of getting it drafted, and I suspect it'll be about another 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, we will follow along and look forward to talk with you again as it moves through the process. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Very much. Representative Mark Wiemet, 52nd District Congressman, Scioto Township. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.